To be clear, the global economic system is in need of reform. Singapore and many others have called for changes, and we have been working with like-minded countries and partners at the WTO to reform its processes. A key concern in America is China. The sense that the US had given away too much in allowing China to join the WTO, and that China competes on an unfair basis, for example, by heavily subsidizing its own companies, putting up non-tariff barriers, and restricting market access to US firms. These concerns should be addressed within the WTO framework. In particular, the trade arrangements and concessions made in the past when China was only 5% of the world's economy should be updated when China now makes up 15% of the world's GDP. And if there are disagreements, they should be resolved through the WTO's dispute resolution settlement system, which has been paralyzed and urgently needs to be restored and reformed. But what the US is doing now is not reform. It is rejecting the very system it created. The US has imposed a blanket 10% tariff on imports for nearly all countries. On top of that, it has layered on higher tariffs, up to 50% for selected countries, especially those that run a trade surplus with the US. According to the administration, the sweeping tariffs are needed to fix America's trade imbalances. But there is nothing inherently wrong about running a trade deficit. It simply means that American consumers are buying more from the world than the world is buying from America. Moreover, the focus has been solely on the goods trade. That only gives a partial picture. In fact, the US runs a surplus with many of its trading partners in services, exporting software services, education, entertainment, financial and business services. But this fact has been completely ignored. In Singapore's case, we have an FTA with America. We impose zero tariffs on US imports, and we actually run a trade deficit with the US, meaning we buy more from them than they do from us. If the tariffs were truly reciprocal, and if they were meant to target only those with trade surpluses, then the tariff for Singapore should be zero. But still, we are being subjected to the 10% tariff. We are very disappointed by the US move, especially considering the deep and long-standing friendship between our two countries. These are not actions one does to a friend. Asia bears the brunt of the US tariff increase. Within the region, China is the hardest hit, facing a 34% tariff this round. And this is on top of the 20% tariff increase imposed over the last 2 months and the 20% from the first Trump administration. So taken together, the average US tariff on Chinese products now exceeds 60%. In Southeast Asia, the tariff rates range from 10% to 49%. These measures will accelerate the fracturing of the global economy. Instead of flowing based on economic efficiency, capital and trade will increasingly be diverted based on political alignment and strategic considerations.